welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to welcome everybody to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live, and it is truly fantastic because you're on the line. Those of you who are with us, who are regulars, I appreciate you guys being here, and I hope these calls are continually beneficial to you as they are to me. The truth of doing a conference call every single week, especially the reason why I do it, is starting to get out, and people are starting to say, well, man, sounds like you're having so much fun, you're kind of doing it for yourself. Well, that's why I do this call, simply because I want to learn from people out there who are experiencing life, or at least the life that we should be experiencing and enjoying the five pillars as a wellness consultant, and our guest today, Linda Morris, is definitely one of those. So welcome, everybody, again to the call. Welcome, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's good to have you with us. Linda is in Florida, and she's taking a break from working a booth at an event. So we're going to let her get back to that as soon as possible. And just as a quick reminder, when we say goodbye to Linda, I do have some announcements that I need to cover for upcoming calls and then some other things, that just some brief basic stuff that I think you might find helpful as we start into 2012. It's a new year. This is our first official Saturday AM Live call of 2012. And so, Linda, get us underway. Get us jacked up for this year. Not that we need a little cattle prod in the backside. Well, maybe some of us do. But take us back to the beginning of pre-Nikan for Linda. I learned the other day that you were probably one of the lovely flight attendants when we used TWA Airlines, more than we drove our car. And I did not know that, and that's exciting. So, take us back, why'd you become a flight attendant?
Well, there is something to setting goals and having a plan for your life, because I remember being on a family trip to Hawaii and asking the flight attendants on the flight over, so how do you get to be a flight attendant? And, just asking them lots of questions, and actually they didn't give very good answers. They were like, well, you need to be a different race, and you need this and that. And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. And that was my goal. In fact, I went to college just really to kill time until I was old enough to be a flight attendant.
Okay. And you got on with TWA? Was that the first airline you started with?
It is.
Okay.
I went to five interviews just to get to go to the training back then. They were pretty intense as to interviews before you got there. And I moved from Iowa to St. Louis to start flying. And, I definitely saw the whole United States and a lot of Europe.
Okay.
And, it was actually a great opportunity. I got to do a lot of things most people wouldn't dream of doing.
Sure.
Because of what I did.
And what was the reason that ended for you?
Well, I began my Nikan career, and I found that working from home, I could have more fun, make more money, be in control of my future more than 30 days into the future. And I didn't have to travel. I got to stay at home unless I chose to travel.
Okay. So all of a sudden, basically, the season had changed from this idealistic young lady asking questions about how do I do this? This looks like it could be fun to travel around, gallivant around the globe, being on a plane all the time and seeing exciting places and eating ethnic food and all these things, that obviously changed, or the aspect of you not having control over it changed. But there was something else going on in your life that up until a few days ago, I did not realize that even if I was on one of those flights with you, if Stacy and I were traveling and with McKenna, that what you were experiencing, which is, I had to think about this afterwards because it probably was a work-related or occupational hazard of being a flight attendant, of the side effect of what you were dealing with physically. So share with the group what was going on, and don't spare any expense on the gravity of how bad it was.
Okay, sure. Well, actually, from about the age of 12, I started having excruciating headaches. My head, my neck, my shoulders, it almost felt like my head was in a vise, my neck was in a vise, and I hurt all the time, every day. I was in agony. And actually, I went to 17 different types of doctors over those 22 years trying to find somebody that could help me. And that's 22 different types of doctors, not just, I mean, 17 different types of doctors, not just 17 doctors. And, you know, I tried everything. I had chiropractic weekly. I went to massage therapy weekly. I was on 6 medications a day plus a weekly injection for allergies. And, you know, I'd even gone through blood testing and found out everything I was allergic to, which is, you know, all sugar, yeast, dairy, caffeine, cinnamon, basil, you know, all these things for a whole year, and basically made everything from scratch at home. I drank only water, and I still had this excruciating agony every day. Uh-huh. And I was at the point of, like, you know, what else can I do?
Now, I'm curious, as a parent, Linda, you said at age 12, what did your parents do to try and intervene? I mean, did they start with medication to deal with what you were dealing with as a 12-year-old?
Not really. I think the only thing my mom said was you shouldn't have to be taking all those aspirin.
Oh.
And my brother was a track star, so you know, she was like pushed me to run track, which, can you imagine running track when you have a migraine?
It was
torture.
I can't imagine doing anything, let alone running track.
I took up golf, which was across the street. We lived across the street from a golf course, just so I wouldn't have to run track.
Okay, and for those of us who have never experienced a migraine, I love the way the analogy you used about putting your head in a vise and someone else squeezing it. Basically, somebody else is in control. So how does Nikan enter the picture for Linda? You know, being that you're really never in one place for more than a few minutes, how'd that come about?
Well, I first saw a passenger on a flight playing with the magnetic ball called the Magboy, and I'm a gadget queen. So after I was done with the service, back when we used to serve food on the airplane, I went back and I'm like, okay, what's this? And he actually showed me how to use it on my neck and my shoulders. And he's like, it'll get rid of all your discomfort. Hmm. And I'm like, yeah, right, you don't understand. I have a chronic problem. Nothing works on that. But he switched gears and actually started talking about the magnetic insoles.
Hmm.
And he said, if you put these in your shoes, your feet and your legs won't get tired.
Okay,
now,
he spun it around and said, look, let me help you, because obviously you're on your feet. That's what you get paid. Because I often think that a flight attendant really is, obviously, and I'm not demeaning the occupation at all when I make this comment, but much no different than somebody who's working tables at a restaurant. They're always on their feet. And they're always, and then you've got the other hazards that go with it, being at 30, 35,000 feet elevation, and you've got the extra radiation, and you've got, I mean, turbulence and all these other factors. So your feet and your legs took a pounding. So that was kind of nice of them to switch gears.
They did. Yeah, I said, well, do you have a pair? Can I have them now? Because it was a 14-hour day in December, and I'm like, can I get a pair of those now? And he's like, no. you can call me. And he'd just become a consultant, so he didn't even know how to place an order. And he was based out of Philadelphia. And I actually did call him, but I didn't leave a message. But I actually got lucky. I ran into Nikan 3 times in a 30-day period. And I felt by the third time that, you know, like God was tapping me on the head. Hello.
Sure.
I have a solution. You just have to be open to trying it.
Right. Don't keep screaming at me from the rooftop of your house when everything's flooding, when I've sent the, you know, rowboat, I've sent the Coast Guard, I've sent the helicopter, you know. This is your sign,
yeah.
So to speak. So what, the third person, the third time was the charm, what happened? You registered? What you signed up? What did you start with?
Actually, I bought the Magboy from her retail. She was in a course called Self-Expression and Leadership Program that I was taking. And I bought it from her from retail. I actually ended up had to call Barbara Bona Bertuzzi to get it, who I didn't know at the time. And even then, I had the MagBoy, but I used it like 5 minutes at a time for the first 2 weeks, and it didn't do anything.
Okay.
And she kept coaching me, you have to use it. And then, you know, one day I was having just a horrible, raging migraine where it feels like your head's going to explode, you can't stand light, you're nauseous. And she was an acupuncturist, and she said, well, come to my office, go on the drive here, roll that magnet everywhere you can reach, and don't stop until you get here. You have to use it long enough for it to have a chance to do something. So I was driving down the interstate, rolling this magnet everywhere I could reach, probably trying to prove it wrong. And by the time I got to her office, which is about a 25-minute drive, my head felt euphoric. I had that high-on-life feeling I never experienced before. And I went into her office, and I'm like, what is this, and what else do you have?
Okay.
And this so she had my attention then.
And this is still in St. Louis, correct?
No, that was in St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg, okay.
I just worked out of St. Louis. I lived in St. Petersburg.
Okay, got it. I gotcha. So you got results, and this can go, I guess, for about 99% of the people that get introduced to NECAN. It's because of a result of one of the wellness solutions. They, you know, pick up an individual item, and or they find out about it on a flight or whatever the case may be, and that kind of what that it develops from there. So when we chatted the other day, you had said that, you know, it's because of the wellness home. The results of rolling the MagBoy on your neck and your head, and I'm guessing they showed you how to spin them and whatnot, that caused you to say, hey, I got to pull out all the stops, and here's my next business venture? Or what? Well, how'd that process develop?
Well, actually, she invited me to come to a Vital Energy event that evening in Tampa that her friend Barbara was doing, and I went to that, and that's where I actually found out about the Vital Energy sleep system and some of the, you know, the day products, the night. And I actually became a consultant just for me. It was only about me. And I actually said, no, I'm not interested in the business. And in fact, I said that 7 times. So when you look at how many times I said no, I actually essentially said no to the products a couple times. I didn't use them long enough. And then I said no to the business 7 times. So you got to have repetition with people and persistence.
I think in the book of Proverbs, it talks about a dripping woman. Drip, 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 drip. You just, you know, that persistence or that tenacity, and it's okay. You know, sometimes it's not the first, second, third, but the seventh or eighth time that it clicks in. So what was, after that seventh time, what was that magic, you know, whatever that caused you to say, wait a second, why do I keep saying no?
Well, I have to say, after 4 nights of being in the wellness home, I had total relief.
Mm.
So the products worked. I had daytime products, nighttime products. And I actually got a coach. Barbara checked on me to see how I was doing every day. And she coached me through it, because I had the first 3 nights were rough. I actually felt worse. And she's like, good, it's working. She's like, it's worked on 30 million other people. There's no reason why it won't stick with, you know, work with you. You just have to commit and stick with it. She's like, you know, what's possible in 7 to 10 nights, you know, of another possible 7 to 10 nights of agony is to be free of that. Is it worth it? I'm like, well, yeah. So she coached me through it, and then she kept inviting me to go to things. And there was a training over in the Tampa area with Ed Weens came in. Actually, he gave me my first rollout.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And my vision started to broaden. I hear all these stories. And then I also hear stories about a business opportunity also, and, you know, making money from home, wherever you are. So I still wasn't interested. I kept saying no, but she kept inviting me to things, and I think luring me out with cappuccino. And I get off the phone at me and said, yeah, I go. And I'm like, I don't want to go. Why did I say go? But I am a person of my word, so I would go.
Uh-huh.
And then, after all of this, finally one day she said, well, Linda, do you know other people that have those really excruciating headaches? And I'm like, yeah, I know several. And she said, are you going to keep this from them?
Okay.
I'm like, oh, no, I got to tell them. I finally found a solution. And she's like, well, that's all we do. We introduce people to what Nikan has. We do show and tell. It's up to them what they do or they don't do. You just give them the information and the opportunity. I'm like, oh, well, I can do that.
Now, and you were still flying at this time, right?
Yeah, I continued to fly another 3 years.
Okay. Okay. So it wasn't an overnight, you know, swap careers. It took time. There was a process, I think you said that at the very beginning, the question, that it came down to leverage and control, that you got kind of tired of being on somebody else's schedule of flying where you wanted to fly. Maybe the allurement, or maybe after you've seen everything. I feel that way about driving. You know, I've been in every single state in the U.S. except for the Dakotas, and so when somebody says, hey, why don't we do a road trip? I say, hey, why don't we not? You go.
Yeah.
I've logged in more miles than probably a lot of truck drivers during that first year. So I am curious, I have to ask the question, when that question was asked of you, are you going to keep Nikan, or are you going to keep this answer from other people? And you said, well, I can't do that because your occupation was to serve people. So it just would make sense to continue serving them and helping them. What were some of the first people like that you talked to? And did you talk to them about the solutions, or you talked to them about the business? What was the angle, the approach for Linda?
Well, I have to say the very first person I talked to, and I didn't ask for help. And when you're first getting started, it's vital to allow your sponsor to be there and help you and teach you, because the first person I talked to just had a really bad car accident. She was in a lot of agony, acute agony, I should say. And I didn't do a very good job because she still won't have anything to do with Nikan.
Wow. Still today after
yeah.
all these years.
Pardon me?
Still today after all these years, nothing to do
with Nikan. Well, I don't see much of her now, but... you know, I didn't ask for help, and I tried to do the rollout all by myself, and that wasn't such a good thing. So the ABC, you know, getting help from your sponsor, is that's what they're there for. So ask for help, accept it. But, yeah, I just started talking to people like, you know, I lived with daily agony for 20-some years, and I don't believe you have to live with it. You know, a lot of people are told they have to live with it. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, no.
And we can help people on any level, whether it's 10% to 100%, to get natural continuing relief from discomfort or challenges
mm-hmm.
every day.
And there's a key there, though, that like you, they have to, these people that we see that are hurting, they have to want to become well. And
that's
true. If they've accepted it and they've been told they need to accept their pain and their misery, and they don't really want to get out of it because it's become their identity, or they've been issued what I call, and don't take this the wrong way if you're listening to me and you have one of these, but I refer to them as a cripple sticker, you know, the handicap sticker, that so you don't have to walk as far. And so there are people that definitely need those, and that's why our society has them. However, when I see somebody that's in their 20s and walking around like they're in their 90s, I beg to differ.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if maybe they've had an accident, maybe they have had a knee surgery, and I don't know unless I go ask the question. But really, people have to want to get out of that scenario. They have to want to get out of that situation, and we can find that out by asking a couple questions really quickly. You know, are you?
That's vital. Vital is asking questions and listening, and then asking more questions and listening.
Now, Linda, you... remember, you just went through Humans Being More, or you're about to go through it. What was the recently?
Actually, the last one I hosted and then I went through it at the same time was May.
Okay, so it's been almost a year. And I think when we started this dialogue, I was curious because that a lot of times we don't see, aside from the physical things that we go through in our bodies, the whole other side, the other aspect is that emotional, that mental, and that's just as much a part of NECAN, being a wellness consultant and enjoying the five pillars of health, as it is what the wellness solutions can do for our physical body. How do you make a decision? Because as an employee, as a flight attendant, you had to kind of psych yourself up, obviously, because not everybody that steps on a plane is going to be as happy and as carefree as you'd like them to be. And having a former roommate of mine who is a flight attendant for American Airlines, he tells me all the time, it's just hilarious. I could keep you entertained for hours, some of the grumpy passengers that I get to deal with. And, you know, it's par for the course. But how do you now, being in control, being an independent businesswoman, how do you say, okay, this is what, you know, when you said at the very beginning, set realistic goals. I wanted to be a flight attendant as a kid, and I went after it. How do you do that when nobody else is saying you've got to be here, you've got to be there, we need you to work this many hours, and being independent, how does Linda Morris do that?
Well, it just takes a bit of discipline and priorities, and I couldn't wait for January 3rd to roll around because I was ready to get back to work.
Okay.
And making 2012 be really big. And that was my intent. I had things that I was doing in December that was kind of preparing the way, clearing the way for 2012. So I'm so excited for this year. And I think, you know, it's just, putting it out there that you are ready for big things to happen. And I'm at this Live Your Legacy Summit today because somebody called me and asked me to have a table. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about it. I had somebody else call me and ask me to go to Vero Beach to train them on how to get started in the business. And then I met with somebody else in Daytona on the way back. Mm-hmm. So I think it's setting your intent and what you want to have, paying attention and listening when you're given signs and opportunities to show up, and to sometimes it's you got to put business first.
Okay. Now, when you're in St. Petersburg, Florida, and you traveled to Vero Beach, how long of a trip is that?
That was a three-hour drive.
Okay, three-hour drive, which, you know, driving anywhere in Florida is not all that painful because it's usually always sunny and nice, at least from my experience of, you know, as many times as we've been to Disney World because we are avid Disney freaks. Making these hard decisions, are they really that hard?
What's the hard decision?
Well, the choices of being independent, of being disciplined. You'd used the word discipline a few minutes ago. Is it that difficult to be disciplined?
Sometimes it's hard to be focused, and you have to realize that it's time to be focused. Because it is easy to play when you are for yourself. Like, oh, I'll do that later. But I love what I do with NECAN. I love making a difference. I love the products. I love Humans Being More. Humans Being More is actually the course that had me decide that I can do this business and I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Was going through that course. Mm-hmm. And the people that I am introduced to in NECAN, all the friends, the family, all the connections were on the A. These people are all upbeat and happy. So it is a totally different atmosphere than the airline industry that was not upbeat and happy. But NECAN actually made me happier at work. And everybody's like, why are you so happy? Because I have NECAN, which is a positive influence in all areas of my life.
And they're probably asking, weren't you on the same flight I was just on with, you know, Tom, not so nice, Jones, who demanded this, and this, and then, you know, yeah, I've been on some of those flights as well, and I've commended many a flight attendant saying, thank you, you went above and beyond. Yeah.
You know, it's great people skills that you pick up as a flight attendant. You are a collector, you're a psychotherapist, you're a police officer, because you can't kick them off. You are stuck with those passengers.
There's no available seats out on the plane. Or on
yeah,
the plane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, once you take off until you hit the tarmac and the doors open, they're still one of your prisoners. When you look forward, let me finish and let's tie a bow on our conversation here if we can. When you look forward to where, because your tenure with Nikin has been how many years now?
15 years.
Okay, 15 years with Nikin. You're part of the President's Club, which is that's quite admirable. There's 150 distributorships in the President's Club, and it's not easy to become one of those. Let me ask you this before I ask my final question, and that is, did you have a goal to be in the President's Club?
Absolutely, yes.
And what did you have to do to make that happen and stay in it? Another thing. What did you do? What was the disciplines or the decisions you made to say, hey, I want to be a part of that? What was the allurement for you?
Well, the allurement is all the bonus activities you get in the President's Club and the direct line to Mama Pat Elton for problem solving. But it's building strength in your legs so they consistently qualify and they're building and growing. And you actually have to make sure everybody does qualify for that qualification every month to remain in the President's Club. So it's not something that once you're there, you're there. You have to keep qualifying and maintaining.
And is it that challenging? Is it that hard, really?
No, it really isn't. But it does take focus, okay. And you have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to continue to work your plan. I don't believe once you get here, like I don't intend to ever retire. Because I love what I do, and you know, continuing to work with new people. And every time you have a new business builder in your business, you have a whole new business. Mm-hmm. And it's fun, and it's exciting again. Mm-hmm. So whenever you get where you may be bored, which I personally never get bored, you just go out and find a new business builder, and it's a whole new game again.
Sure.
And it gives yourself a raise every time, too.
Exactly. Yeah, that thought crossed my mind the other day, and it's crossed my mind many, many times, that if we, as independent wellness consultants, we are in control, we get to control everything, and if we want a raise, we can go out and make it happen. We don't have to ask for it. We just go out and do it.
It's so much easier than any other type of job that's out there. I was helping a friend out. Actually, she's a new housemate of mine, and she has her own store. And I was trying to help her out with selling clothing. I'm like, man, this is hard. This is really hard. I could just go out and sell a water system and make a whole lot more money in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And everybody needs that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, and you know, you talk about a water system. I got a short story from dear friends of ours that have a lot of foster kids. And they said, look, Advance, we need whatever Nikin has. And I don't have an extra waterfall. I just took ours over with me, and it was a short demo. And I said, what is it that you need it so badly? Well, you drank Nikin water for years, and our counter unit, we need to replace the filters. I said, well, you can replace all the filters for this much because they're no longer wellness consultants. So I was under no obligation to give it to them at my price. I said, this is the price, quoting retail. And she's ready to write a check for the new system because I said, you could pay a little bit more and get a whole new state-of-the-art, and this is what it's going to do, and this, let me show you. She was familiar with alkaline water. Well, the long and short, less than 2 weeks, all the kids that are in their home that were dealing with chapped lips, and I thought, not one of these two kids are the same DNA. They're all foster kids, different parents, different backgrounds, all of them within less than 2 weeks. No more chapped lips.
Wow,
that's why they wrote the check. It was just, and I said, I'm not leaving you my waterfall. You got to be brain dead. You think I'm not taking this back home because my family will not let me back in the door because we've all gotten used to higher alkaline water and the effects of it. And, why not? And so to be able to put $75 in my pocket for about an hour's worth of work, and it really wasn't work. I mean, it was fun for me to show what it will do and talk about it and that kind of thing. So, anyhow, here's my final question, Linda, and I'll let you get back to your booth, and I appreciate you taking the time. Where do you see this going? This thing called NEKIN, network marketing, the wellness industry. Have we kind of hit the top and it's going to phase out and we're going to be replaced by some other magic gizmo out there that's going to give us the energy we need every day and replace this, what we call a wellness home? Where's this going to go for you and the rest of us that choose, that make that choice that we want to, you know, latch our anchors to the shooting star?
Well, first of all, there is only one company that has total wellness, and that's NEKIN. There is nothing that can hold a candle to what we have in all aspects of health. I mean, we have, as I talk to people, what we do is we help people create healthy air, healthy water, healthy sleep, healthy whole food nutrition, healthy organic skin care, discomfort relief for your family, your cats, your dogs, and your horses. We have it for everyone and everything. So it really covers all the bases. And how could anybody even begin to compete with that? I mean, we have 36 years of experience and products and research and development to back what we have. There is no competition, and this market will never be saturated. If you walk down any community block in the world, you're going to be lucky if there's one person on that block that's even heard of NEKIN, let alone has a wellness home. So our opportunities are wide open, and they continue to be, because there's just nothing out there that has a fraction of what we have and the integrity.
Yeah, that part pretty much opens the door for an amazing potential that's, it's uncomparable to anything. It's huge, because we're not talking about a magic potion. We're not talking about a better rate on a cell phone. The list goes on and on. So it really is what we make of it. And as you said earlier, it's our discipline, our daily discipline of making that decision and setting those realistic goals and coming up with a plan and working it and having fun with it. So,
and not being stingy and keeping it to ourselves. We take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for us to share.
Yeah. And I like the question that was posed to you. Are you going to keep this from others who are hurting? And I think that's kind of our mandate, that we have a moral obligation. And I shared that with somebody yesterday who asked me. They said, well, why do you? I said, well, and his daughter, I met him years ago, and his daughter, they live at the other end of our road, and his daughter is autistic. And I just looked at him eyeball to eyeball, and I said, look, Ryan, I have a moral obligation to keep telling you about this. And I said, I know you've heard about everything under the sun that would help your daughter. And I said, I could sit here, and just tell you story after story after story of friends of mine. And I quoted several people, and I said, I got a friend, lives 3 hours away in Bend, and, Dutch Van Creeken. And I just told different stories. And he said, well, I'll check with the boss. He pulled my card back out again and looked at it. And I said, my information's there. It would take you all of 3 minutes to make the 2-mile commute from your house down the other end of the road to my house. Give me 20 minutes of your time, and I'll show you why I feel this would make a difference in Raina's life. But if he's not open, I can't, And maybe I'll go back to him next time and try a different approach. But that's approach number. And when I walked away from that conversation, I told myself, when they're hurting bad enough, maybe he'll, and who knows. But we shall see. So, Linda, thank you again. This has been wonderful. I will let you get back to your booth. Thank you for taking time out of, especially your schedule when you've got something going on, rather than sitting at home and enjoying sunny, warm Florida. And I appreciate it greatly.
Well, you're welcome. So, my pleasure.
And I will let Linda go. So thank you again. Linda Morris has been our guest. And if you have someone that you thought, as Linda was sharing, oh, man, why didn't I call them? Why didn't I tell them? I didn't know. Well, that's okay. Because my good friend, Mr. Steve Kofod, is always so kind to to record these calls, and if you give him a couple hours on his website, which can be accessed by tapping into www.saturdayamlive.com. It's all spelled out, saturdayamlive.com. Scroll down a little bit, look for Linda Morris's name in bold red letters, and click, and boom, it'll start playing back. So www.saturdayamlive.com, and they can hear the whole entire thing. And like I said, give them a couple hours, and give a little shout out to all the people that are regular listeners to the recording. Thank you. And if you want to join us live, you can do that as well. And just for the record, the phone number, and of course I've got to bring it up right quick because I don't have it memorized because everything's always programmed in, 218-548-1536. Again, 218-548-1536. And then the code is simply 1536 pound. So we'd love to have you join us live if you can, when you get a chance someday. And I think that's it. So have a great weekend, everybody. And if you want to stick around, I do have a couple announcements, but I'll let everybody go that needs to check out at this point. And we look forward to talking to you soon on our next edition of Saturday AM Live, next Saturday, same time, same number, and we'll go from there. So again, have a great, great, fantastic weekend, everybody, and happy 2012, happy New Year, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye for now.